The fastest way to support that along the way is not look at it as black and white in an end game. Because true love is so expansive. That's why it freaks the ego out. That's why it freaks out human logic and the human mind. Because you can't contain it, weigh it, measure it, compare it, share, you know, package it. And so the human setup of separation, of individuality, doesn't know what to do with it. And so it's not black and white, and there's no end game, because the better you get at love, the more expansive it becomes. So instead, if you flip it to, and you said it really well, you know, you acknowledge that you're making progress. If you were to actually fall in love with the progress, like, oh, today I get to do a little more, you'd be blown away by your experience. But as long as the human mind is trying to define it, measure it, say, here's when I'm successful, guess what? You never get there, because that is not the nature of love. Does that make sense? So I did I'll share with you, I did a big commitment. I was reading it in, I've forgotten her name now, it's called The Only Diet There Is. She's a big rebirther, Sandra somebody, I'll come in a minute. Anyway, she said there's something about 70 times 7, which is 490, and I took the challenge, and I wrote self-forgiveness. One of my life lessons is guilt. So I wrote self-forgiveness, and I hit all 490 times, and it was a very powerful experience. And it wasn't just so powerful when I wrote it. Like, I was pretty fascinated with all the stuff I could think up.
So what are you writing, 490 sentences?
Yeah, I would. I have a journal, and I would number to 70, and I did it 7 times. I didn't do it all in one day. I can't even write that much. And some of it I would repeat, but I came up with a lot of stuff. It was really very...
So I forgive myself for this.
I forgive myself for being petty. I forgive myself for being so darn slow. I forgive myself for wanting something I can't even describe. I forgive myself for receiving anger from my father instead of his love. I forgive myself for making up stories that I'm defined by my past. I forgive myself, you get it? And once you warm it up, man, you can go forever. So it was a really powerful experience. I was really happy when I did my last 70. And then one day, not soon after, I was looking at it again, and I thought, oh, when I wrote that, I didn't say it out loud. So I said, oh, I'm gonna read it out loud. Oh yeah, I ended up tapping. It was so emotional speaking it out loud. And I had felt that I've already done so much forgiveness work for others. I just don't feel, I don't feel like there's anybody I need to forgive. I feel pretty good with everybody. Doesn't mean after Thanksgiving I won't, you know, again, but today I'm good. But again, because one of my life challenges is guilt, I thought the self-forgiveness would be very, very powerful. And so there it is. You have to number it, because it's a lot. And I did it over a week, and then go back and speak it out loud. It's very, very powerful. And then there's one other tool that's really amazing. It's called the Grief Handbook. And I do know some practitioners who teach circles of it. Grief can freeze you. Grief can have you stuck. It can lock you in. Grief over a life you didn't have, like say you wanted kids and you didn't have kids, or say you wanted, you know, partnership and you didn't, or something that you didn't have, that kind of grief can really lock you in a way that you can't explore forgiveness. And so the Grief Handbook, it's written by two men, very boring in the first few chapters, you just gotta get through it. But then they have you do a timeline, and then you write this beautiful letter of forgiveness. But the catch is, if you don't do the workshop, you have to read it out loud to somebody, right? So I think, oh, I'm cool, right? Call my girlfriend, let's meet at Starbucks. I just gotta read this thing out loud. It'll be no big deal, and then we can just have a nice afternoon. Not the right place. Incredibly emotional. So again, it's not about the mind. It's about accessing something within the energetic field, within the emotional body, and with the energies that exist on Earth. They're not always so personal, but they exist here. And in accessing those, it's really powerful. Yes?
Hey, just go back to the 70 times 7. So What is that exactly? Is it like for anything? Is it just pretty expansive, or is it?
Well, she just put it for forgiveness. I mean, she was actually doing it, like, she wrote 70 times 7, I forgive my father. Like, I would be on autopilot. And again, I don't feel victimized by anybody except myself. And so I just did it for myself. And just like the tapping, you know, I just can't repeat the same thing over and over. I was just diving in. It was really fun.
But like, really, can you do it for anything? Like, okay, I love myself because I don't know, just I'm gonna do great in that presentation, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, how far it expands, or is it just really limited, just like,
well, anytime you take a pen in hand and you put word to paper and you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, is very powerful. Because it's one of the few things that humans cannot multitask while you're doing. That's why writing. Gratitude journals. If you write every night things that you're grateful for, your life will change in 30 days. There's research on that everywhere. It's very, very powerful. Most people won't write it. If you do write it, you'll have such a profound experience that you keep writing it. People who do that do it a lot. Yeah, if you write affirmations, way stronger than just saying them. Always, the more you can engage the human experience in co-creation, the more powerful it is.
In handwriting and not typing, right?
Well, I don't think that's true today. Okay. You know, if you're a fast typist, go for it. But I would go back and read it, because you certainly don't speak while you're typing, because you can't speak as fast as you can type, probably. And I can't speak while I'm writing. That's just weird. I don't multitask that much. So if you were to, no, you could type it. Okay, cool stuff.